Hey guys, welcome to episode number 3 of the Miles Fit podcast. For those of you who don't know Miles Fit, it is a private personal training studio here in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And I am Miles Kroll, the owner and founder. Today, I wanted to talk about getting things done and talking about a concept which I'm a huge proponent of, which is less is more. As human beings, we're always thinking big. In our culture, the mantra is basically bigger is better, more is better. And we just think about this all the time. The problem though, is that something on the large scale, the macro, is actually made up of several tiny and minuscule things on a lower scale of the micro. So we get excited about the big picture. We get excited about big things. We get excited about a vision of an exciting and a big, compelling future. But we don't get so excited about all the intermediate steps, the foundational components, and fundamentally the micro steps and microcosm of reality that makes up the macrocosm. Basically, what I'm saying is that the little things that we tend to overlook because they're not as exciting are actually the most important things in the grand scheme of things, because all these tiny components and elements add up, summate, and do so exponentially to bring us to that larger scale point of the macro. So going back to my philosophy of less is more, when you focus on fewer details and less things, you are able to actually get things done. The only problem for us as human beings is that when we do that, when we focus on the micro, when we focus on the less exciting elements, it's harder to sustain motivation because the things aren't as exciting, they're not as big, they're not as profound. But what we really need to do is realize, again, that the micro is part of the macro. It's interconnected. There's an intimate link between the two. The micro is the gateway to the macro. So most people that are focusing on the macro, and I'll give a perfect and classic example, the new year and resolutions. In the new year, everybody has these grandiose ideas of big things and big change, and it's exciting, and the year has reset, and it's a fresh new opportunity to dominate your goals, reinvent yourself, and get that which you want. Okay, so all of those things, super exciting. You're going to be pumped up to do that, and it's the macro that's pumping you up. But what happens is that people come out of the gate, guns a-blazing, and they're focused on their goal, and they're pumped up, and they're motivated. But as we all know, 21 days or so in, 3 weeks in, 90% plus people fall off the track. And that's because they let this vision of the macro dictate their actions and the speed at which they move towards attaining their goals. And it was too fast. And if you try and get out of the gate too fast, you will crash and burn. And that's why 90% of the people fail. So I'm not saying to not have a vision of the future, to not think big and see these grandiose things, but to not let that be the driving factor that pushes you, because that motivation is going to be short-lived, it's going to be ephemeral, it's not going to last. In order to build towards that bigger goal, let's take weight loss for an example, losing 50 pounds. You can get really pumped up that you want to lose weight and get so much motivation from that exciting vision of losing all this weight that you are able to go on a crazy diet and starve yourself and deprive yourself to be able to get to that goal, because it's that big goal that's driving your actions. The only thing is, your threshold of stress tolerance and your threshold of habit integration is going to fall off track. And when that happens, all of the microcosm will implode, and therefore the macrocosm will never become part of your reality. You will never bring to fruition that which you want, because the small scale things which you did not focus on became a problem because you are too focused on the larger scale. So again, this goes back to less is more. Taking the example of the new year and New Year's resolutions, let's take an opposing perspective. If the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, why is it that every new year, all of us human beings do the same thing over and over again? We have this fantasy that one day it'll work out, or now it's the time, or it's going to work, or this time I'm serious. But the thing is, we're fighting against ourselves. We have these old habits ingrained, and they're deep-rooted and deep-seated within us. And the neurological networks within our brain are thick. The body is wired. We're screwed and glued, mentally and neurologically. So we're trying to fight against that circuitry. And we're creating this motivation through this vision, but it's just not going to sustain things. So going back to the definition of insanity is doing the same thing again and again, expecting a different result, and looking at New Year's resolutions and setting these big ones and doing it over and over again, failing constantly and consistently. That's when we have to get to a point where we have to change our approach, where we have to reevaluate things and say, okay, if it's not working, it's not about banging my head against the wall and hoping that it works. What it's really about is changing my approach, having the same goal, the same outcome, the same vision in mind, but changing the road which I travel down to get there. So I thought I was going down road A, and I've been trying to go down road A every year, failing. Maybe it's time now I get onto road B, change my trajectory, try something new, different, and fresh, and see if that can get me to where I want to be. That is definitely better than going down the same road that you know, consciously or unconsciously, is going to lead you nowhere, right? So from this less is more perspective, it's about reevaluating things, changing your trajectory, walking on a different path, and doing so at a slower pace, slowing it down. So it's not about getting on a new path and then rushing and racing. That's not going to serve you well. The only reason we're rushing and racing is because we feel we're against other people. What's the rush? What's so pressing? Life is long. Take your time. Enjoy the journey. It's not about the destination. And as cliched as that quote is, it's not about the destination, because the destination is just a moment in time in the future. The journey is what shapes and molds you. The journey is what gives you character. The journey is what tests your spirit, your physical self, your mental and emotional states. The journey is what it's all about. The journey allows you to evolve mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. That is what life is. Life is a journey. So the best way to approach a journey is not to rush. It's to take your time. It's to be patient. It's to stop and smell the roses. In other words, go at a pace that's realistic and feasible so you can actually see what's going on and enjoy those experiences. Not wait till you get to a point in your life when things are the way, quote unquote, you want them to be, and then you'll enjoy your life. What kind of life is that? Waiting for some time in the future when you can have joy, fun, and excitement. You want to experience that now, and you experience that now by being present in the moment of the journey, experiencing the journey, and seeing all the details within that and how you are slowly evolving on many different levels as a human being throughout the journey. That's what it's about. And the way you go down that journey and fulfill the cycle from getting from point A to point B, it's about taking your time, it's about being patient, and less is more. So if we go back to the weight loss example in New Year's resolutions, most people try and change their entire way of eating. They cut out all the carbs, they cut out all the sugars, they cut out all the processed and refined foods. They eat lots of vegetables, they drink lots of water, they stop smoking, no alcohol, no restaurants. I mean, drastic and severe changes. Will that stuff work? Yes. How long is it going to work for? Who knows? But let me tell you something. Even though we don't know definitively, we know it's going to be short term. It's not going to work. Too many changes. So a less is more approach would not be to change everything around. It would be to say, okay, self-reflection here. What are my weakest links? Make a list. Then isolate. What are my top two weakest links? These two, boom. execute on those, and that will help you get to where you want to be. Choose those 1 to 2 priorities, the 1 to 2 main things, put most of your energy there, and that will help you build the new path properly, because now you're moving a little bit more slowly. I'm telling you guys, everybody's in a rush. It's all about keeping up with the Joneses. That egocentric, dysfunctional perspective is the very thing that has been partially, I'm just emphasizing that word, dismantling the positive energy of our society. Don't get me wrong, there's so much positivity in the world, and it's spun by the media and talking heads that we live in this dangerous era, but we don't. Things are safer than they've ever been. People are better than they've ever been. Is there chaos in the world? Yes. Are there problems in the world? Yes. Has there always been chaos in the world? Yes. Has there always been problems in the world? Yes. This has always existed, exists, and will continue to exist unless there's a consciousness shift in human beings as a species. But this stuff is all there. But the magnitude is far less now as compared to before. Things have changed, but when your reality is the news and your reality are these images and sounds and visuals that we're being bombarded with by the mainstream media, it begins to taint and distort our perception of reality and renders us in a state of fear and a state of what's in it for me and how do I take care of myself and all about me, me, me. And that energy, that's what I'm trying to emphasize right here, is what's not good for us. It's not good for our family, our community, and society. When you live in a state of fear, you live in a state of wanting more because you're afraid you don't have enough, that perpetuates this dysfunctional cycle of things like the New Year's resolution, which ultimately take us nowhere. So I invite you guys to shift your perspective. Adopt the less is more mentality. Adopt this less is more mentality. You will feel so much lighter. You will feel so much more at ease. Your life will flow better in all ways, shapes, or forms. Things just improve and head in the right direction when you slow it down, when you're patient, and when you adopt the less is more mantra, which is my mantra, guys. So, thanks for listening. Miles Fit Podcast, episode number 3. Again, Miles Fit is Montreal's number 1 private personal training studio. But this is not just about a private personal training studio. For me, Miles Fit is a platform to help people become the strongest versions of themselves in all capacities, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And the core of this podcast is to communicate my thoughts and ideas about business, entrepreneurship, life, motivation, whatever, leadership, etc. Because that's what I'm all about. I'm all about people getting better. And the point in listening to this podcast is that you have ideas that come from it, that you have aha moments, that you have breakthroughs, that you have perspective shifts, that you can take information from this, apply it in your life, and have a better and more fulfilling life. That's my intention with this. And I hope for those of you guys who've listened to this and who've come this far within this podcast or have listened to my other ones, you see that this is my intention. This is my new trajectory here, to impart to the world my positivity, my optimism, my enthusiasm in a way that really cultivates within other people their own strength and their own evolution of self on the road to becoming that strongest version. So guys, thanks again for listening. If you want to find us on social media, we're everywhere. On Facebook, find Miles Fit. On Instagram, find Miles Fit. We're on YouTube, just search Miles Fit. We're all over the place. Find our stuff. If you want to leave a review for the podcast, that would be awesome. Just to get that feedback and to know that we're on the right trajectory with things here. And that's pretty much it. So guys, have yourself an awesome week. Sending you love and light. All the best, and I will catch you in episode 4 later on. Ciao, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.